Chapter 2. Tom comes home.
There he is, my sweet boy, cried Mrs. Tulliver. Home from school.
Mrs. Tulliver stood with her arms open, while Maggie jumped from one leg to the other. Tom walked quietly towards his mother and sister, showing no strong feelings towards them. He said, "Hello," then asked where the dog, Yap, was. Tom enjoyed their many kisses, but Maggie hung on to his neck for a bit too long. His blue eyes looked out at the fields, towards the sheep and the river bank. He was excited to fish there the next morning. Tom and Maggie warmed up beside the fire while their mother got out Tom's clothes for washing.
"You don't know what I've got in my pockets," said Tom to Maggie.
"What is it?" asked Maggie. "I can see nothing but a bit of yellow."
"You have to guess, Maggie," said Tom.
"I can't, Tom. I hate guessing," said Maggie, holding onto his arm. "Please be kind to me, Tom. Don't ask me to guess."
Tom slowly pulled out the things in his pocket.
"It's two new fishing lines, Maggie. One of them is for you," he said. "I saved the money to buy you one. Let's fish with them down at the river tomorrow. You shall put worms on the line and catch your own fish. Won't it be fun?"
Maggie's answer was to throw her arms round Tom's neck. The next morning, Tom and Maggie walked happily down to the river bank together to fish. Tom threw Maggie's line in for her. She was looking dreamily into the glassy water when Tom suddenly cried,
"Look! Look, Maggie!"
Tom pulled on Maggie's line and brought a large fish out of the water. He was very excited.
"Oh, Magsy, well done!" cried Tom,
dropping it onto the grass. Maggie liked fishing with Tom very much. It was Easter, and Mrs. Tulliver's three sisters and their husbands were coming for lunch. The busy kitchen at the mill was filled with wonderful smells. Tom and Maggie stole two cakes when no one was looking and sat down beside a large tree to eat them.
"Tom," said Maggie, "will you stay with us this afternoon?"
"Yes," said Tom slowly. "Yes, I will."
"Are you staying because Cousin Lucy's coming?"
asked Maggie.
"No, I don't care about Lucy," said Tom. "I'm staying for the cakes."
Tom and Maggie were soon called into the house, where they found their aunts and uncles waiting for them. Maggie threw off her hat and ran across the room to her cousin Lucy, who was standing beside her mother, Mrs. Dean. Maggie always looked twice as untidy when she stood next to Lucy. Everything about her cousin was pretty and tidy, with her smooth hair, straight nose, and little pink mouth. She looked very different from Maggie.
"It's wonderful to see you," cried Maggie, kissing Lucy.
Tom also went across to Lucy, but he did not kiss her. He only stood beside Lucy and Maggie because he did not want to talk to his aunts and uncles.
"Dear me," cried one aunt, Mrs. Glegg. "Do little boys and girls come into a room without saying hello to their aunts and uncles now?" I didn't do that when I was a girl.
Go and speak to your aunts and uncles, my dears, Mrs. Tulliver said.
She wanted to tell Maggie to go and tidy her hair.
Are you being good children?
Asked Aunt Glegg loudly.
Stand straight, Tom. You're a schoolboy now. Look up at me. And Maggie, put your hair behind your ears and pull your dress straight.
Aunt Glegg always talked to Tom and Maggie in this way.
Well, my dears, said another aunt, Mrs. Pullet, in a kinder voice, you're growing wonderfully fast, but I think the girl has too much hair. Why don't you cut it shorter, sister? What do you think, Mrs. Dean?
I'm not sure, sister, said Aunt Dean, looking at Maggie's hair closely.
Mrs. Tulliver came and talked quietly in Maggie's ear.
Go upstairs and tidy your hair, please. Tom, come with me, Maggie said as she went past him. There's something I want to do before lunch.
There's no time to play before lunch, said Tom.
But he followed Maggie out of the room and upstairs to her bedroom. Maggie went to a cupboard and took out a large pair of scissors.
What are they for, Maggie? Asked Tom.
Maggie answered by cutting off a large piece of her hair.
Maggie! Cried Tom. Don't cut any more off!
As he was speaking, Maggie cut off more pieces of hair.
Can you quickly cut the back for me? Asked Maggie.
Tom took the scissors and started cutting Maggie's thick black hair.
Look in the mirror, Maggie,
he said, laughing at her. Maggie looked in the mirror and quickly turned red.
Don't laugh at me, Tom, she cried.
Why did you do it then, Maggie? Oh, I'm going down to get lunch, said Tom.
He hurried downstairs and left poor Maggie feeling terrible. She realised that her hair was now an even bigger problem for her than it was before, and she could not change it back.
Maggie, come down to lunch now! Mrs. Tulliver soon shouted.
Maggie slowly went downstairs and walked quietly into the dining room towards a chair next to Tom and Lucy. When Maggie reached her chair, Mrs. Tulliver screamed and dropped a plate of food onto the table.
Dear me!
Cried Aunt Glegg, looking across at Maggie after hearing her sister's scream.
You naughty girl!
Shouted Mrs. Tulliver, starting to cry.
What have you done to yourself?
Maggie got up from her chair, ran to her father and cried loudly into his chest.
Oh, don't worry, little one, said Mr. Tulliver warmly. You were right to cut it off. It was too long.
Stop crying now, my sweet girl.
After lunch, the children went outside to play, and Mr. and Mrs. Tulliver told the aunts and uncles about Mr. Stelling.
You'll have to pay a lot for that education, Mr. Tulliver, said Uncle Dean.
Yes, I want Tom to be well educated, said Mr. Tulliver. I don't want him to be part of my business. I want him to understand the world more. He can help me with my lawsuits against Mr. Pivart and rascals like his lawyer, Wakeham. I have heard that Lawyer Wakeham is sending his son to a tutor like Mr. Stelling too. A tutor that is good enough for his son is good enough for mine.
Aunt Glegg made a long, low sound, then said,
That's not a good idea, Mr. Tulliver. It'll cost you too much money. You've already borrowed some money from me. And you'll get it back, sister, said Mr. Tulliver angrily. Mrs. Tulliver and I will decide how to educate our children. You are always complaining and talking about our private problems.
I'm not going to stay a moment longer in this house, cried Aunt Glegg.
She got up from her chair.
Are you coming, Mr. Glegg?
Uncle Glegg followed his wife quietly out of the room.